Columbia Morning at News Talk 1400 KFRU. And in the studio with me is the show manager for the Western Farm Show, which comes up in Kansas City. Now, we usually have done this interview with Ken Dean by phone, but he's in the studio. Nice to see you here. How are you?
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, David.
All right. So we're talking about something that comes up at the end of February. I kind of like to do this because it makes me think of farming. And my grandmother had a farm. My dad and would pull us up there after my grandfather passed away. And every week we would head up there. And I didn't farm much, but I was there to do some odds and ends. I still like thinking farming. It's still an important business.
You know, we had this last year at the show, we had a tractor. And I don't like to play favorites, but I have to say it was a John Deere tractor. The tractor sold for over $600,000. And I wondered, what would John Deere himself think today if he was at any farm show, ours or any others, and he saw a piece of equipment that was selling for that much money, and there were people expecting to buy one?
I would guess that he would say how amazing it is and how fantastic it is with all the innovations that have occurred to make farming easier. Because give me an idea of one or two of the attractions of that tractor.
Well, the efficiency, the horsepower, the tracks instead of tires, instead of the farmers are continually, David, looking for ways to be more efficient. It may not sound like an expensive tractor is a way to do that, but if you can cut your time in the field, you're going to be more efficient. So, you know, in order to get more out of the land, you got to be able to be efficient, productive, try to work on keeping your production costs down. And again, that doesn't sound like that's the way to do it. But when you can be more efficient year after year after year, you're going to be a smarter farmer and you're going to get more out of that land.
Why are tractors going to tracks rather than tires?
You're going to have to talk to the track and the tire guy, because it's like pro and con. You're never going to be able to win that argument. But something to do with the contraction on how it presses the land down and the tilling and all that afterwards. So if you want to spend an hour at the farm show, go talk to the track guy.
And then, you know what? I would.
And then go talk to the tire guy, and you'll hear a pretty good answer.
Oh, that's good. I mean, you got choices there. And also, one of the other things that would be on that tractor, I would guess, a lot better than what it used to be, and you didn't have to go all the way back to the beginning of John Deere. Just go back 20, 30, 40 years, the comfort of the farmer.
Absolutely. Well, as a matter of fact, back in the mid-70s, early 70s, when I was still in high school, my summer job was driving a tractor and pulling the plow. I didn't have a cab. Mm-hmm. I was lucky to have a radio, and I got one radio station. It was KLEO in Wichita, and I remember the two songs they played over and over again, My Love and Diamond Girl. And I was happy.
You know what? When you do have a job where you listen to the radio all the time, you think, holy cow, this song is in a heavy rotation. Every hour and a half, I'm hearing the same song.
Aren't there any other songs?
My Love and Diamond Girl. What a good memory from that. Was good 70s, huh? All right, let's talk about the Western Farm Show. When does this come up and where is it going to be?
Well, same place, American Royal Building in Kansas City. It's always the last full weekend in February. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, February 24 through 26. Again, we're going to be utilizing the entire building. We are sold out again this year, exhibitor-wise. We're very fortunate in that area. The highlights this year will again be our livestock demonstration on Saturday. The cooking school, which started 3 years ago, is coming back again, courtesy of American Family Insurance and Taste of Home magazine. I didn't think it was going to be a great fit a few years ago, but it's gone over gangbusters. And the same chef, the executive chef from Taste of Home magazine, Jamie Dunn, just loves coming, and we're looking forward to having that. So that'll be two sessions on Saturday, one at 11 and then one at 1 o'clock. And, boy, I tell you, the folks right here in town, MFA Incorporated, our primary show sponsor, David, just done a great job for us, helping to promote the show. But this livestock demo, this is the seventh year. The livestock steward is Dr. Ron Gill from Texas A&M. He's going to be back for his seventh time around. And last year, it was unbelievable. It was standing room only for both sessions. The people love seeing him. And
why? I mean, tell me more about what he does. I see the title is Low Stress Livestock Handling Demonstration.
You know, I liken it to like the horse whisperer. He gets out in there with these cattle that have never been with him before, yearlings, heifers, and they're in the pen. He's trying to get him working from the corral through the squeeze chute. And it's amazing to watch him do it, because he does it with no ropes, no whistles, no prodding, no
border collie.
No. And he's just out there because, And I remember the first thing that he said the year that he came the first time, you know, cattle want to be led. Mm-hmm. And so you have to kind of be smart enough to figure out how to do that. So not only is it a low-stress environment for the cattle, when you watch him do it, it's low-stress for the handler. And I think so people are able to see what he's doing. They're able to go right back to the ranch. They're able to apply it on the ranch in some fashion. But the thing that amazes me is that we had that many people there last year, and hardly any of them had been there before. So there's a lot more ranchers out there that need to come to our show and see what this is all about.
And basically, he's showing that it's not a gift that only he has. This is something that you could learn how to handle your cattle.
Exactly. There'll be two sessions, one at 10:30 and one at 2. And again, both the cooking school and the livestock demo are free to paid admission people.
So what's happening as far as the area around there in Kansas City, when you look at the American Royal Complex, it's undergoing some differences, isn't it?
Well, two things there, and I appreciate you asking me about that. Kemper Arena, where we used to have our tractor pull, we will not have access to that building any longer. The city is selling the building to a third-party contractor. He's going to turn it into a youth sports complex. They're just now getting the I's dotted and T's crossed, and that'll happen soon. They should be remodeling the building probably as early as the first of next year. You may have heard that the American Royal Association announced they had planned to build a new building out by the Kansas Speedway. Mm-hmm. It's a plan. Nothing is in place just yet, but they did make a major announcement back in October. The governor came over, the Secretary of Ag from Kansas. It was a big deal. They do have to work out star bond issues, and they have to also raise some private funding. So before they're able to build a new building, it's at least 2, 3, probably 4 years down the road. So in the meantime, the American Royal building itself is still there. We're still going to have our farm show there this year, and we plan to have it there for the next few years.
When you look at people that come to the Western Farm Show, are they family farmers?
I think it's a little bit of everything. We focus on trying to gear our show toward the true farmer and rancher. Doesn't mean if you're a part-time farmer or have some interest in farming that you can't come. That's not it. But our exhibitors are looking for a quality attendee. So when we're marketing our show, we're trying to get the rural market covered, because that's where I think the farmers and the ranchers are. I don't think they live in our neighborhood in Olathe in Kansas mm-hmm. City. I think they're out in the rural country. So we're going to have a full-time farmer and rancher, maybe a ranch or a farm consultant. It could be a county extension agent. Anyone that has any interest in farming or ranching, everything is all there under one roof, and you get a chance to see every major manufacturer. Everything you can think of with farming and ranching is all going to be there, all in one building.
Sounds to me like if you question whether farming is still a viable and important part of our industry and our economy and overall opportunities, that you'd walk in there and you're going to find out that it is.
You know, the American Royal Association hosts a Kids Day. I'm not sure I'm saying that exactly right. This year they had a record turnout, and here are kids from the city of Kansas City that probably don't have the complete concept of where food comes from. You know, when they see chocolate milk, they think that's coming from a brown cow, and I'm not exaggerating. And I probably would have thought the same thing. So to get them exposed to that environment, we think is neat. But then we've been doing our traditional FFA day at our show for a number of years now, and you know what a great opportunity for us to have those kids come in every year. David, I'll have somebody look me up at the show, or they'll call me on the phone and say, you know, the first time I ever attended a Western Farm Show, and it brings back fond memories, I was a sophomore in high school at Savannah, Missouri, and I came down on the bus with all the other FFA kids. So you know, we're making an impression. We hope it's a favorable, lasting impression, and that these kids who are future farmers, you know, take that leap and provide food on our table for us.
Hope you have a good show. I know you will. And I'd like to come over and see a $600,000 tractor. I'd be more amazed than John Deere would be. The final weekend of February, 24th, 25th, 26th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and then 9 to 4 on Sunday. It is the Western Farm Show. You can find out more at westernfarmshow.com is the website. Ken Dean is the show manager. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you, Dave.